Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa Enoch DeBerry. We Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the education, enrichment, and enlightenment of all people. I am Melissa Enoch DeBerry, licensed clinical addiction specialist, licensed professional counselor associate, more importantly, a child of God. I'm on a mission this morning. I'm planning to travel out of town, and I'm trying to take care of my vehicle and get some things done and run a little bit behind. But dear Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you right now for allowing us to come to you this morning. We just want to thank you for the opportunity that you present to us. We just want to thank you for everything that you will have us to do this morning. And as we go forward, allow me to education, enrichment, and enlightenment, wisdom, knowledge, and instruction. I had to ask you all to hold on a moment. You want to call in, 347-945-5924 is the call-in number. Give me just 1 second.
and every month event. September 12th, 17th, is going to be held at a library. Collection. And the swag collection is based on who all is, I believe, connected to every month. If you Google
I don't know what just happened. But anywho, don't know what the last thing was that you heard. I know I had a lot of background noise. So I'm outside now trying to take care of some stuff that I need to take care of. On my way out of town, talking about National Recovery Month. Just want to catch up with what we're doing. National Recovery Month is held in the month of September every year. Excuse me. It is a sponsored by the Substance Abuse Mental Health and Services Administration, and that's national. And the goal is to promote or knowledge and awareness of mental health services and substance abuse services in various communities. And the way that that's done is during National Recovery Month, organizations host events in order to promote that end. So annually, what I've tried to do is put together some events to bring people together, following almost a imaginary but assumed list of all those persons who are connected in each shape, form, or fashion in recovery. And the way that I do that, that was a sound of sigh of exasperation. I try to endeavor to host this program on a weekly basis, and either you had a background noise of me driving, or today I'm standing still, but it seems to be so. It is what it is. Life is, and in recovery, it's almost the same way. Things don't always go as you plan. You don't fall apart and relapse because you get stressed out. You just acknowledge that you're stressed and keep it moving. As a counselor, that's a little easy to say, but it's not. It's hard to do. From experience, you already know that because you have an expectation of things needing to be as they are. You don't expect that you've gone all your life and end up in a situation where you need to be in recovery. Some people enter into recovery thinking, like I was talking about the Jelinek model, you know, you start drinking and you're thinking it's cool. But then you have a couple of nights where it escalates and nothing bad happens. You gotta, you know, it's almost fun. You know, you drank a couple of Boilermakers and hung out with some friends and danced and partied, and it was the best time ever. You sick as all get out the next day, but no big deal. You didn't kill anybody, literally. And, you know, and then you just kind of go on about your life. But then you realize that every party you go to, you do the exact same thing. And, you know, and then the exact same thing happens the next day. And you don't know how you get there. And then something bad does happen. You fall out with your family. You find yourself 20, 25 years later, and nobody wants to be around you. Nobody wants to talk to you. You don't have any friends. You don't have any peers. You don't have anybody. And you wonder, how in the world did I get here? And then you decide, well, you know what, I don't want to be here. I don't want to live the rest of my days lonely. I don't want to hurt anymore. I don't want to be sick. What do I do? But, you know, the way that National Recovery Month, and I'm really passionate about it, and I'm sort of subdued this morning because I don't want to be just all into it. But, you know, as I've gone around and have conveyed this message, this year what I've done is I've taken flyers around, and I've been on a swag collection. That's what I posted for the day's topic, a swag collection. What is that? Well, stuff is stuff, something you get. But basically, whenever you go to a conference or any kind of a festival, you know, you always really enjoy the free stuff. Like in Charlotte, they would have the Speed Street, and they started charging for the Speed Street, and they saw their numbers dwindle. Well, of course they dwindled. There was a time when we could go to the Speed Street, and you had all these sponsors, and you come back with bags and bags of cereal and boxes of cereal and juice boxes and teas and, you know, and I don't know, I tend to remember stuff like that. And when they give that stuff away, they're looking for a market or promoting their business or marketing what they're doing. And you know, and I don't know, I remember that I tried that Lipton sparkling tea the last time I went. It was yucky. So I didn't want to go buy that. That would be a waste. But I got to try it at one of those events, and I made a decision that it was nasty, but my kids seemed to like it, so I could buy it for them, you know. So they you never know, like, what benefit it will be to marketing. So as I'm collecting for this Recovery Month event, I'm doing the exact same thing, but I'm going to banks and gyms, and I'm using the list, and I'm asking, I'm like, maybe give a gym membership. You know, let me give that as a giveaway or a raffle. How about that? You know, or 4 tickets to bowling or 4 tickets to movies or something where individuals can realize that there's a fun and healthy way to be sober. You don't have to always be a party. You can actually have fun and, you know, get something out of it, and allow me to be able to do that so that I can introduce that idea to them. But also, you know, pins to a bank, you know, when they need banking services, not to rob the joint, but when you get clean and sober, you know, when you get about 6 months, you ain't drinking or using, you tend to have a little extra money. Well, you need to put it somewhere. So you need to have a conversation with somebody about, maybe I should put my money in the bank. You know, I haven't had an ID in years, but I need to get an ID, but I need to put this money in the bank. Can you help me in this process? And find somebody that's real patient, and I'm conveying this information to them. Maybe not well, but this is the first year that I've set about doing it. I think it's real important, banks, and, you know, I have a couple of people that I've interacted with, you know, healthy living, like doTERRA, that's an essential oil. I've committed to, my daughter with mosquitoes, this is biting her, and I don't really want to spray her at night with off. You know, but this is a natural where you can spray it and the mosquitoes don't bother her. And even if she thinks in her mind and not bothering her, I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I'm trying it. So that's connected because doTERRA, or it doesn't even matter whether it's doTERRA or any other essential oil. They have lavender, that's common. They have one for stress. They have one for, and it brings me back to originally when I got clean and sober from marijuana, there was an herbal supplement that I took. And it did the exact same thing. It did the one where it cleansed you. It helped you with the withdrawals, so I didn't have as many of the cravings. And then, you know, I had the other that I did for like 30, 60, 90 days. And it's a little costly, but it's less costly than probation, less costly than treatment, less costly than spending money on a lawyer, less costly than spending money with me. You know, taking these supplements and getting rid of the cravings and the withdrawal symptoms and calming down and, you know, concentrating on, like, weight and stuff like that and teas. I mean, there are different ways because if treatment is what it is and it's as costly as it is, and being in the field of drugs and alcohol for as long as I've been, you know, treatment does work, and I'm not advocating for people not to do treatment, but I'm also saying that on top of treatment, then here's some other options. And scripturally, because I do have that as listed under the underneath it also. Scripturally, it says that spirit goes out seeking to and fro to whom it may divine and returns back 7 times stronger, but it wants to return back to a house that's clean. The operative word there is a house that is clean. And if you still got leftover residual stuff from all the years of abuse of drugs and alcohol, it's coming back 7 times stronger. So you need to clean it. And do you need to clean it physically? Probably. Do you need to clean it mentally? Of course. Do you need to clean it emotionally? Well, certainly. Do you need to clean it spiritually? Surely you do. And so how do you do that? Well, you got it. It's all-encompassing. But you got to be honest. You can't haphazardly start taking any of these medications or haphazardly start using any of these essential oils, even haphazardly go to treatment because it's not going to work. You can't go into the education thinking that you know it all. If that's your nature, that's your characteristic, you don't. I don't. 22 years in the field, I still don't know it all. I'm not an authority. I only work under an authority, and that's my God. And so whatever resources that he makes available in order for me to be able to provide the treatment and the education that he does, then he's done that. And he's also multiplied it because he said he would do that also. He also said, if then, if you do what he has asked, what he's commanded, then he'll give a lot of stuff back, and he'll bless. And he has done that. He's blessed me through my relationships with individuals, blessed me with the opportunity to be able to go before a lot of people, blessed me with the ability to have the technology in order to be able to use things. So he's done exactly what he said he's going to do, and I have a duty in order to do that. And National Recovery Month is this year's catalyst for this becoming almost a, not even almost, a mission, a second mission, or a co-occurring mission, like you have co-occurring disorders. My original mission was Women of Strength, and that's a group of women to come together and be able to help each other in order to maintain our lives in human services. I have a set of group of peers that have been in the field for 20, 30 years. And we yet still need each other. And then there are people that are coming behind us 10 and 15 years. 10 people are coming behind us with 5 and 10 years. And then I have an intern that I brought under that I was not going to do. But she's come in, proved her worth, and I'm trying to do what I can do in order to help her to the end that she desires. I had become way too cynical and way too frustrated by some of my last experiences, and went back to my island all by myself, and I could do it all by myself, and I was reminded that I cannot do that. But Swag Collection, so my phone number is on there. You're on the site, Blog Talk Radio. I'm limited to my area is North Carolina, I'm in Alamance County and in Mecklenburg County, and I'll travel 45 minutes outside of either. But if you have anything or want to offer anything or know of anyone that wants to support the mission of National Recovery Month, the events are the 9th, 12th, and the 17th, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Email me, melissatrinitycounseling@gmail.com. 704-333-2446, Trinity Counseling Services, Charlotte, 336-750-0075 is Burlington. And Heavenly Father, just thank you for, even with all the distractions, just allow us to come to a place of serenity and just continue to do what you will have us to do. Thank you all for your patience for this week. And next week, we will be back in our regular program. Don't hesitate to call in 347-945-5924. National Recovery Month is our focus to the end of September. Have a blessed day.